Podcast. What is good? I am currently freezing my butt off. It is 32 degrees outside, sitting in my car, waiting for it to warm up. And I just got a burst of energy. I haven't even had coffee today. I think it's the cold. It's the cold that's giving me the energy. But no, just feeling great inside. It's early in the morning on Monday, 6:40 a.m. And it's just been a ride, you know? It's just been an awesome time living this life that I've been blessed to have. And I don't know what else to say. Like, I'm ready to keep going. I'm ready to not stop. I'm ready to just keep pushing. Just keep on pushing. But yeah, there's just so much good that's happening in the world. I believe things are changing. I believe people are growing. They want to be better. They want to do better. They want to feel better, both healthy, like, physically and mentally. Like, to me, I remember when I was a skinny teenager, you know, living in my apartment all alone, I did not care about my physical health whatsoever. I ate like garbage. I did not work out. I was just whatever. And I had a fast metabolism, so I wasn't, you know, overweight or anything like that. But I just remember not, like, you know, trying to gain muscle. I wasn't trying to do cardio, but I was doing something that was very pivotal to my life, my career, just me as a character, my personality. And that was going to the mental gym. I talk about that a lot. And I remember I had thoughts. I had a lot of thoughts in my head. And they were all swirling around. And I asked myself, do I want to take care of my physical health first or my mental health? Because I was going to go all in on one. Physical health, mental health. Physical health, mental health. And I really, really thought deeply about this and decided mental is way better because I'm going to have more peace. And I can always do the physical later, but let me get my mind right first and then I can do whatever. When you unlock your brain's potential, you can basically do anything after that. So that's what I decided, and I just went for it. So glad I did, because I came out such a far better person than who I was. So if you're waiting for that answer or trying to figure out, like, where you should go, always get in the mental gym before you get in the actual physical gym, because I promise you this, if you can get your mental right, you will never, 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 never care about what other people have to say about your physical health or the way you look physically. Once you get your mental headspace right, you can do anything. I truly believe that, and I truly believe in you today. So, although this feels like a prayer, I'm just ready to go. I'm locked in. I'm tunnel vision. Let's go. All right. Talk to you later. Peace. So, guys, this is a special two parts of this episode. I didn't want to end it early. Plus, I got some juice flowing right now. So, whole lot of juice for you guys. Let's get excited. I'm happy. There's a great, great opportunities out there. I'm very optimistic. And so what I want to talk about in this section is growing your brand, either as an individual or as a company. And so, very simply, your ability to communicate and storytell is essentially what's going to decide or have that impact if your brand is going to grow at an exponential rate or even just slow and steady. I love slow and steady most personally. Why? Because it feels natural, okay? Let's say you're working on a project. You're working on a house. You're building this house by yourself, okay? It wouldn't make sense if you came one day, put in 8 hours of work, and the house was already finished. It just wouldn't make sense, right? You had to have had some help, whatever. That's what we're seeing now with the viral exponential growth. But that's not natural. So what is natural is the slow and steady, brick by brick, you had to do every single piece of that work in order for it to get finished. That's the way I see marketing. That's the way I see growth and brands for myself. So there's no wrong way to do it. I'm just letting you guys know how I'm playing the game for my personal brand. I'm slow and steady growing the brand, and it's been great. I feel like the work I put in, I get the results right back out of it. You know, I don't, you know, sometimes I get a little bit more than I deserve, and hey, that's great. And sometimes, look, sometimes I don't get much for the efforts I put in. It's part of the game. So, if you're looking for a business strategy, if you're looking to really explode or grow in 2024, what's obvious to me and should be obvious to everyone else is you need to become an effective communicator / storyteller, okay? If you can tell the story of why your brand is relevant, why your products matter, and why people should even care, what would it do for them? I think you can easily set yourself apart from the rest of the competition. And I'm talking in every way, through recognition, through sales. Your ability to communicate and storytell to the audience that needs you the most or could utilize you the most, that's the most powerful thing right there. Just got to get that in your head. How can we effectively storytell? There's plenty of ways. You know, I try to storytell every day through my podcast and give you guys a little bit of more behind the scenes, what I'm thinking, my thought process, and some of the things that I'm going through. And some days like today, I just kind of have to ramble on and really push that value out there. So why does this podcast even matter? Let's start with that. This podcast matters because it's going to put you into a new mindset that has potential upside for what you're trying to do. That's it. So, kind of showing the inner workings of why should you even care? Why should you even listen in the first place? I mean, I'm not charging you anything. It's free. And you can grow. You know, it's things like that. So, my point here today is you need to learn how to do that. And it's literally that simple. Like, you don't have to go any deeper than that. But it's going to be different for everyone and their product. So you need to go deeper into, you know, why does your product even matter? Why should people care? You know, what is it going to do for them? And this is actually very powerful because by becoming an effective storyteller, you might find out, holy shit, I have the wrong product. Holy shit, I'm in the wrong business. That happens too. And that's okay. That's happened to me plenty of times. That has happened to me a plenty of times. So, it's just interesting. It's just mind-blowing to me that, you know, we're really now starting to get serious about creative and social media creative and how the landscape is changing. The market is it's changing so fast at a really fast rate. There's nothing more that your customers hate than having to sit through one of your cheesy, boring commercials. That's a tough one to swallow. But, yeah, people don't like it. What people want is something real. They want something authentic. You know, they want something funny, entertaining. You know, they want to see a music video. They want to see things that will not only keep them engaged, but give them something to take home. A lot of times I do my content through education. I love educating people so they have some value to go home with of, hey, I learned this today. And this is going to help me in my endeavors. Nothing wrong with that. You might realize you got the wrong product or the wrong business when your product is not really needed. And so it becomes harder to storytell. It can still be done, though. Luxury watches, the Rolex. There's a whole lot of storytelling that happens with Rolex. But they're catering to the audience that buys their product, right? You know, Rolex is not catering to the masses. Because the majority of people cannot afford a Rolex. So, they're shooting for storytelling, and I think these luxury brands do it really well, because they know their audience, because they know not everyone's going to buy, their marketing has to land, and I think it does, it really does, you know, Lamborghini, Ferrari, you know, their marketing lands, their branding is on point, their branding is so well that everybody knows what those words even mean. So, my point is no matter what you're doing, no matter what kind of business you have, there's opportunities to get your name out there, to get in front of people, to actually make a difference, and to actually show people why what you do matters. So anyways, That's my Cheville. And if you like what I'm saying, well, then that's good. That's awesome. That's amazing. I just want everyone to really get the best out of the opportunity that's sitting right here today. You know, I want people to get the most out of it. I want to get the most out of it. So, it's like, with everything so easy to grasp right now, you can storytell for free on the 6 to 7 platforms that actually matter in culture. Again, you can storytell for free. Why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you start right now? I can only imagine when they start charging everyone per post. Then we're going to go back to newspaper and the way television and radio was. You had to pay for ads. You still do. There's no free ads in the newspaper. There's no free ads in the radio. There's no free ads on the television. So what does that mean? That means right now you could start storytelling, not ads, but storytell, and get in front of an audience for $0. I mean, Everyone's got a smartphone. Everyone can do it. And I think here's the other problem with that, too. The other problem is we all know that this is possible. Every single one of us. We all know. But for whatever reason, we're just not capitalizing on it. I don't really know how to help that. I really don't. I mean, conversations need to be had, of course. But, yeah, the opportunity's there. It's like whether you grab it or you don't. And everyone's got excuses. Like, I completely understand why you wouldn't want to. But I'm going to come at it again and, like, I'm just going to keep pushing it. Like, it's very obvious. It's very blatant to me. So anyways, that's just my my thesis and my overall take on things. And yeah, I hope you get some value from this. I really wish the best for you guys. And just really want everyone to win. So have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful day, morning, afternoon, good night, wherever you are in the world. It truly means so much that you're here right now. So, peace out. Love you. Have a good one.